Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest. King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest. King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest.
Episode 7, The Ghostly Clan.
Katrine, Alf and Leofric had survived the plastific ocean's waves of plastic set into motion by a massive tsunami that deluged the Knights and left them with a land thalassaurus monster to fight. Alf came up with a plan to attack its feet and victoriously claim the beast's defeat. That great monster battle exhausted the Knights. They tended their bruises received in the fight.
I can't find a bandage, a plaster or sling, no cream or an ointment. Can't find a thing.
We had a first aid kit and even a crutch. Where's it all gone when we need it so much? We'll have to use old rags to dress our cuts. Wrap this one around the one on your foot.
Hey, wait. Where's Alf got to? Where did he go?
Did he survive the monster's tail hit and head blow?
Alf? Where are you? Are you okay?
You check back there and I'll go this way.
Katrine and Leofric searched for a while. Their cries and their shouts echoed for miles. They cut through the bracken, the bushes and thorns.
Alf's been determined to get lost since the day he was born.
The ground's getting swampy. We'll have to pull back.
Perhaps he hit quicksand and then that was that.
Relax, Leofric. Set up camp and get rest. We'll look in the morning when we're at our best.
Night was descending with rainfall and damp as the Knights built a treehouse as a makeshift camp.
Did you hear that? Like a screech and a groan. Like the dragging of feet and a woeful moan.
Probably a creature. A fox or an owl.
Or another monster out on the prowl. Let's take a look. I will never be beaten.
You go ahead. I don't want to be eaten.
The ghoulish groaning and spooky moans were not bird or creature, but ghostly tones. Leofric and Katrine focused their eyes on an apparition of human size. Like a ghost emerging from a dank, dark room or a mummy from an Egyptian tomb.
What do you think it is? A demon? Maybe a witch? Or perhaps there are still dragons about?
No. It's moving like a zombie, slowly and with its arms out.
Look at all those strips of white rag hanging from its legs and head. Is it alive or something back from the dead?
Wait a minute. It's all our bandages it's got. And all our plasters took the lot. That's where all our creams went.
It's a Walking Dead first aid event.
But then a feeble, wavering stutter turned into a familiar mutter.
Oh, it's me, Alf. Honest, it's me. Look, I took some injuries.
That's for sure. You don't look fit. You've used up all the first aid kit.
I was concussed, confused, but no disaster. I saved you two tall blister plasters.
Blister plasters? We weren't running a marathon. We got injured too.
We had one plaster we had to cut into two.
Come to our shelter. Come this way. Get some sleep. Tomorrow will be a busy day.
But as they headed back for a rest, their hearts were pounding in their chests. An eerie wailing made them freeze. Slowly they turned to face the trees. Out of the woods appeared strange creatures with extraordinary features. Each howled and screamed, and those that could perched on the branches in the woods. The others gathered around the Knights in front, at rear, on left and right.
Don't know whether it was that knock on the head I took, but I'm seeing some crazy kind of large duck.
And tigers. A strange sort of zebra. A bear. It's an apparition. We're seeing things that just aren't there.
Let's try speaking to them. Who are you? What do you want of us? Are you allies of Landphilosaurus?
In the gathering of the ghostly clan were animals once known to man. Dodo, great orc, saber-toothed cat, thylacine, small brown rat, Caspian tiger, and, of course, the quagga and the tarpan horse. All these no longer on the brink, as all these creatures were extinct.
We are the ones you all forgot. Non-existence is our lot. I became extinct so long ago. Do you know me? I am Dodo. Like you, we also roamed Earth, but we were thought of not much worth. We were hunted for our fur, skin, feathers, bones. Now we're here. Our habitats were plundered too. They killed the many, then the few. Look how new creatures around us appear as they become extinct and end up here. You have trespassed on our habitat. Shame on you. Why should we even let you through?
We have swords and a lance too. Nothing will prevent us getting through.
As Katrain's sword matched her bold boast, she waved it at the ring of ghosts. But something like a lightning bolt struck her sword and made her halt.
There is power in our clan, a power that's unknown to man. To you it should be crystal clear that your swords are useless here. Return from whence you came. Tell all about the Dodo's name.
Katrain felt she'd overstepped the mark and pulled back from the lightning sparks. She inhaled deeply before she said, nothing, as Leofric spoke instead.
Dear creatures, we are humbled by this meeting. I bestow our kingdom's greetings. We mean no harm. We are good knights on a worthy test. We ventured forth.
With no proper armour or undervest.
On an eco-quest.
And I joined up too, though I have a bad chest.
We're not here on some knightly prank, but on a mission to find the lost fountain of Frank, a source of water that is pure, safe and clean, and return with this knowledge to our king and queen. I can prove we are worthy to pass over your land. May I read you this poem I have in my hand? One from my notebook of poems of distinction. This one on your cause of those near extinction.
The Dodo looked around at the creaturely clan.
Shall we hear the poem? Let us vote. Raise your hands. 10 votes to hear it. So proceed, good knight. We hope that your verse truly honours our plight.
Why don't we remember those creatures with whom we share earth? And why won't we honour and value their true worth? We can't let those best friends simply vanish without trace. So let's work together and restore their rightful place.
Well-versed, noble poet. We accept your goodwill and trust you to show you will honour all creatures as onwards you go. Now bow and take the vow.
I vow.
I vow.
I bow and vow.
Fellow creatures, give them your blessing.
They saluted the creatures one and all. At dawn, the next stage of the quest would call. And though it was days since they changed their pants, they gave not a moan until Alf had a rant.
Do you know what? If I'd known I was going to meet ghosts and freaky weird stuff, I probably would have never have signed up. It's going to give me recurring nightmares and permanent psychological damage. Doesn't anyone care?
Well, we did sign up. And with that goes the strain and the stress.
There are probably bee-buzzing meadows and pastures ahead.
I won't settle for less.
But what lay ahead was anyone's guess. They finally left the woodland tracks to be confronted by every kind of scrap. Crushed cars and buses, dumped ships and trains, old bulldozers, tractors, even crashed planes. A mountain of junk not of any worth, recklessly thrown out by people on Earth. Landing like missiles that fell from the sky. Just one hit by the junk and the heroes could die.
King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest is a Soundscape production for Fun Kids, supported by the Audio Content Fund.
King Frank and the Knights of the Eco Quest.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire.
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.